Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Despite Saturday's call for a ceasefire from the UN Security Council, Syrian airstrikes continue to pummel the rebel-held suburbs of Damascus, known as Eastern Ghouta, where more than 500 have been killed in days of clashes. Trinity University history professor and Syria analyst David Lesh said it's clear what the Syrian government is after.
The Syrian government is hell-bent on taking back Eastern Ghouta, breaking the resistance there. It's very much key to establishing control, especially in a suburb so close to Damascus. If they do take Eastern Ghouta, the only remaining opposition enclave would be Idlib, and they would probably move on that next.
Meanwhile, a child has reportedly died, and several other people have suffered breathing difficulties after a suspected chemical attack on the besieged rebel enclave of Eastern Ghouta. Paul Donahoe is with the Group International Rescue Committee.
The severity of the bombardment has meant that, unfortunately, only the most urgent cases could be treated. People are in a medical emergency right now. We know that, unfortunately, more than a dozen hospitals seem to have been hit in the last week and put out of action. And you can just imagine the consequence of that for people who have been injured who are not able to receive medical treatment.
German and French leaders have urged Russian President Vladimir Putin to exert maximum pressure on allies Syria for the immediate implementation of the ceasefire. In Democratic Republic of Congo, at least one was killed, several wounded Sunday, when security forces clashed with church-led demonstrators across the country, demanding President Joseph Kabila step down. Kasa Kasambula said, "We march even if the police stop us." He said, "Kabila has to go." The DRC leader's mandate expired in late 2016. This is VOA News. Chinese state-run media announced Sunday that a proposal to remove the constitutional clause that limits a president to two terms in office. The announcement was met with criticism on social media, prompting the Weibo social platform to remove the comments. Gordon Holden directs the China Institute at Canada's University of Alberta.
This amendment, which will with certainty be passed by the National People's Congress early next month, means that Xi Jinping will be is almost certain to be the supreme leader of China indefinitely and well beyond 2023 when his second term will be up.
Holden said Mr. Xi has been effectively consolidating his hold on power, removing rivals and appointing loyalists. The state-run Global Times editorialized, however, that the change would not mean Mr. Xi would have a lifelong tenure. Christian church leaders in Jerusalem are protesting new Israeli policies on taxes and land expropriation by shutting the Church of the Holy Sepulchre, where many Christians believe Jesus was crucified and buried. The Greek Patriarch of Jerusalem is Theophilus III.
Recently, the systematic and offensive campaign has reached an unprecedented level as the Jerusalem municipality issued scandalous collection notices and orders of seizure of church assets, properties, and bank accounts for alleged debts of punitive municipal taxes.
Israel is considering a measure to allow the state to expropriate land in the city sold by churches to private real estate firms. Jerusalem's mayor also said it's illogical to expect that church-owned commercial properties should enjoy tax-exempt status. Germany's Christian Democrats meet Monday to consider a coalition agreement with the left-of-center Social Democrats, or SPD, part of the effort to end 5 months of political uncertainty following September's election that forced Chancellor Angela Merkel to seek coalition partners. Next week, the results of the SPD rank-and-file vote on the deal will be released. Hungary's ruling Fidesz party suffered a setback in a by-election Sunday when an opposition-backed opponent defeated the ruling party candidate for mayor. Prime Minister Viktor Orbán's Conservative Party is seeking a third consecutive term in parliamentary elections scheduled April 8th. Despite being overshadowed by Korean diplomacy and plagued by high winds, the 19 days of competition at the Winter Olympic Games in South Korea involving 92 nations ended Sunday with a spectacular fireworks display. Norway showed its dominance in skiing events, coming out on top of the medal count with 39. Asian markets moved higher in trading Monday after last week's U.S. stock rally and Friday's statement from the U.S. Central Bank that inflation remains subdued globally and expects to lift a key interest rate just 3 times this year. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.